friends, a whole bunch of you I've never seen before. I like that a lot. I like that a lot. And Tonica Morgan, Van Jones, people who understand how green jobs can create big change. And I'm in a room full of people who are ready to take on solutions, ready to build community, ready to put people to work, ready to take on the environmental crisis. It feels good. It feels awfully good. Now, I want to say to you folks that having the environment and jobs come together, you know, it's sort of like the Maple Leafs and winning. Doesn't happen very often. They should go hand in hand, but they don't. It's rough. So I want to talk to you today about how we can take that green road to prosperity. And I know, talking to friends of mine, that there are a lot of workers who say green jobs are fine, but they're a distant thing. I don't see them. You know, show me. Show me it's real. Tell me it's real. Well, I want to tell you, first off, that we've had a history in this city of putting people to work in green jobs. Back in the last big recession in the early 90s, there were a bunch of us who got together. John Cartwright was with the Carpenters then, Barry Stevens with the IBEW. We came together with environmentalists, business people, city councilors. We got the Better Buildings Partnership started. Created thousands of jobs, cut hundreds of thousands of tons of pollution out of the atmosphere. We put people to work, we cut operating costs. We made this city a better place. Not a bad project, but small. Deep Lake Water Cooling. Some of you may not know it, but some of the biggest buildings in downtown are air conditioned by water that's taken from deep in Lake Ontario. That water comes into the downtown, it cools those big buildings. Workers doing green jobs took that form of air conditioning and made it real. We have done this in Toronto. We have done this in Toronto. I want you to look around, though, and look at the rest of the world. In the 1970s, when we had the big oil crisis, and as was said, some of you weren't here then. Some of you weren't here then. In Denmark, they looked at what their future was going to be. Were they going to be impoverished? Were they not going to be able to operate their society? Was it going to be cold and dark in winter? I mean, outside, inside the buildings, not just outside, right? They started the modern wind industry in this world. A country that's got the same population as the GTA, 20,000 people work in the wind industry. $6 billion a year industry. One-third of the world's turbine industry, one little country. Countries like Germany, you know, looking around, looked at this and said, we can learn from these people. And now, 250,000 people in Germany work in the renewable energy industry. 250,000. A lot of the new industrial development in East Germany, place they call now Solar Valley, they've been locating those industries there and rebuilding that economy. We can do that in Ontario. Folks, Ohio, Toledo, Ohio. I don't know how many people go down there on a regular basis. I don't. But I read about it. Toledo, Ohio has 6,000 people working in the solar industry. People who used to make the windshields for cars now make the glass for covering those solar panels. So we're not talking about having to go across the Atlantic to see these jobs. Toledo, Ohio. In Michigan, $1.7 billion is being invested in battery factories. Do you know why? Because in Michigan, they want to build the electric cars of tomorrow. And so they are putting the money in, they're getting the manufacturers in, so that when the internal combustion engine comes to an end, maybe faster than you think, they're the ones who are making those battery cars. So other places are doing it. It's moving. Pennsylvania, Governor of Pennsylvania in July, signed into law a $650 million plan for alternative energy. 10,000 jobs are expected to come out of that. I mean, 10,000 is a good number of jobs, but I have to say, folks, that's a start. That's a start. So you look at all of that, and I want to tell you the secret part of it. Some of you may know this secret already. Some of you have practiced this secret. When people get together, like people in this room, and they push, and they push governments to do the smart thing, and they don't stop pushing, then we start dealing with the environmental crisis, and we start putting people back to work. That's what's got to happen. That's what's got to happen. So I want to talk about what we can do here, because that's what we need to be able to go out and tell people about. What goes on here? You know, we've got over 800 schools in this city, separate and public schools. You think about those schools in the summer, they're almost empty. Same time, air conditioners are going full tilt across this city. If every school in this city was covered with solar panels, that would create a lot of work. And now, yeah, I like it too. I like that idea. The province has brought in a bill to pay for renewable power. If you have a solar panel or a wind turbine, you have the right to sell into the power grid. So if cities and school boards were doing that, making public power and putting it into the grid, we'd put people to work. Not just schools. Every municipal building, every subway building, every seniors building, every public garage, every parking authority, parking lot on its perimeter. Man, we could create jobs and we could generate money to put into the city's budget. And there are a number of councillors here who know what I'm talking about when it comes to money in the budget. Electric trains. We got people here from York Southwest, and Mike Sullivan's here. Folks, I tell you right now, they're fighting for clean air, but they're also fighting to put people to work. Because if we had trains running on electricity from downtown to the airport to the suburbs, electricians around this town would be awfully busy. Lots of new electricians, apprentice electricians, fighting for jobs and clean air. Talk to Unite Here, Local 75. Just this past week, they won subsidized metro passes for their workers. That's what we need. We need more people working in transit. We need more money in our pockets. And we need fewer people having to go to emergency because of smog. Unite Here, Local 75, this week, move that agenda forward. A green jobs agenda is one that speaks to all of our skills. All of our skills. Construction workers to do wiring, putting up new lights. Plumbers to put in high efficiency water systems, put in solar hot water. Maintenance people to make the whole thing run. Clerical people, get the paperwork done. Get the paychecks out, you know, critical stuff. All of our skills are addressed by a green jobs agenda. And when we do something exciting, like this week, City Council adopted a resolution to locally source the green products they want for energy efficiency and water efficiency in this town, that moves money that would have gone to Alberta for gas or oil, would have gone to the Middle East for gas or oil, would have gone to West Virginia for coal. That keeps the money right here in Toronto, keeping people employed. They did a big thing this week. You city councillors, you should be proud. Folks, the last recession was a big one. It hit people hard. This is bigger. I see friends here from Hamilton who know very much what I'm talking about. In the next while, we have to do what people have done for decades, and that's push and push hard. December 7th, 18th, in Copenhagen, they'll be negotiating a world climate treaty. We want it to be a world treaty on green jobs, and people in this town should be out in public calling loud, making their voices heard. No more of this messing around. Green jobs globally, green jobs locally. Next year, there's going to be a municipal election. You know, the people who've come here today, the councillors, they already understand what has to be done. But I want to say to all of you, there should not be a single candidate that comes to you who is going to get your vote, even going to get to talk to you, if they don't have a green jobs plan. They've got to have that. They've got to put it on the table. You know what? They're going to give me the hook real soon. I can feel it in my bones. Nigel was very good to me when he introduced me, but I know when the time comes, right? So I want to leave you with this. Let's not get hung up on how green a job is. You know, it's important, and we need to do it. But let's talk to people one at a time. Talk to them about the situation that they're in. Talk to them about the opportunities that are there. And then just keep building that momentum one green job at a time. Thank you all. Thank you, sir. Okay, thank you very much.